a great feat of modern engineering, the lady of our time, a building at which all introductions fall short, literally. Here she is, the newly constructed Cathedral of Learning.
And here we are. The 36th floor is home to the University of Pittsburgh Honors College, and it's also the highest floor that students are able to access. I want to take you over here into this conference room with an amazing view of campus. Kathy is so tall that you can always see her, so you literally never get lost.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You'd be surprised. She's way taller than she looks. Second tallest educational building in the world.
Where's the other one?
Russia.
Look, Grandma. You can see for miles. Wasn't this built on farmland?
Yes, it was called Frick Acres, donated by the Mellon family. And more than 97,000 school children each contributed a dime in exchange for a certificate testifying that they were builders of the Cathedral of Learning.
I remember that. My father gave me a dime to contribute. I fingered that dime and kept thinking about buying candy, but I ended up giving it to Pitt. Later, Papa took me back on the 76 Hamilton bus to see the building. I asked him in Italian, "Papa, which brick is mine?" And he told me, "The one at the very top."
Okay, everyone, let's proceed to Forbes. I want to tell you about the amazing acquisition the library just received, the entire archive of famed playwright August Wilson. Pittsburgh born and raised, he won the Pulitzer twice. And just recently, Denzel Washington acquired the movie rights to all of his plays.
Next, you'll proceed past the Cathedral of Learning towards Forbes Avenue, then take a left and continue until you reach a dinosaur. Begin audio track 6.